Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello, my
Yes.
name is Michaela calling, and I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer. The name
Awesome.
is Ajamu Kalonji. Are you ready for me to transfer him, sweetie?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hello there. Ajima, can
Hello.
you hear me? Hi, it's Emmanuel here on a
Yes.
recorded line. So I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement, right?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, was it you or a family member that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Me.
Sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype?
Regards.
The subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, they have Burkitt, large B-cell, follicular lymphoma.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I have. Yes, I have exactly what you just explained. The B cell.
The B-cell, okay. And again, sorry to hear
Yes.
that here, but let me click that one here. And you've had just the one diagnosis, right?
Yeah, I had a diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
Perfect. And no other one, just the one. Okay. And then what date were you diagnosed?
Okay, back in do you talk about the
No, I mean,
exact
just
date?
the ball around the date like that you were diagnosed. Doesn't have to be exact, just ballpark.
Well, I used it for 10 years, and I guess you could say the year 2010.
Okay, so you were diagnosed in 2010.
Yes.
Okay. Now, some of the information I'm going to need is the facility that diagnosed you and the doctor's name. Do you recall that by chance? I don't need it this second, but I will. Do you know that information?
Say it again.
I'm going to need to know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you and the facility that you were diagnosed at. Do you know that information? I don't need it this second, but do you
Well,
know?
I've been using it for I've been using the spray. I don't use it now, but I was using it for 10 years. But my when I got the date of the diagnosis, it was in 2020,
Okay, perfect. That's what
March.
I meant. Okay, so March of 2020 is when you were diagnosed. Got it. And then
Yes.
when you were using it, was it mostly for residential use around your house, or was it for work, or both?
No, it was for my home.
Okay. And then
Basically,
what?
just in the months of the summer, only the summertime.
Summertime. Okay, so 3 months a year. Okay.
Yes, 4 months. Yeah.
So 4 months. What's the mailing address for where you use the product most?
Well, I was. It wasn't just my home. I was working on family members' homes as well.
Okay. So then.
Would say 3943 Renner in North New Jersey. It's a few addresses that I would do my landscaping. I would work and use it.
Just give me one, then 3943, you said?
Yes, Renner.
Renner Avenue, Street, Road, Lane.
No, 3943 Renner. Renner is a street. It's a house. It's a home.
In what city?
Newark, New Jersey.
Okay. Let me put that in there. And then bear with me here. And then, so did any family end up getting sick like you did from the exposure? Any friends, neighbor, family members, or just you?
Well, just me.
Okay.
I'm the one that was basically doing it. Yes, just me.
Got it. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was like 54. I was 55.
Okay, so between the ages of 18 and 79, right?
Huh?
So you were between the ages of 18 and 79, correct?
18. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I thought you asked me was that 18. Yes, yes.
Okay,
18
perfect.
And 79, yes.
And I know you used the product for around 10 years, so you definitely used it more than 10 days, and then one of those years would have been before you were diagnosed, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then I'm going to read off a list of other ailments. I'm going to put no unless you say that you currently have these other ailments. The list starts with hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV/AIDS, autoimmune disease, diabetes mellitus, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Epstein-Barr, other cancers requiring chemotherapy. No to all those?
No to all those.
Okay. And then
I had chemotherapy though as a treatment.
Perfect, right. Thank you. And I'll get to that in a minute, but so are you an organ transplant or no?
No.
And then do you have family history of cancer or no?
No.
Okay. And then I have your name spelled A-J-A-M-U, last name K-A-L-O-N-J-I. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. And then will you confirm your gender?
Male.
Thank you. And then are you currently married or unmarried?
No, I'm not married.
Okay. And then this next section asks for your height and weight.
Like 6 feet, 6'1". Weight like 185.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to get down to. 185 is a good weight. I'm like almost 200, so a little bit to go.
Yeah, that's good. That's good weight. That's what I'm trying to catch back, 200.
Oh, really? I'm trying to go down. And then how did you...
Are you 6 feet?
5'11".
Are you 6 feet?
I'm shorter than you. I'm 5'11".
Okay.
And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? Was this something you saw online, something you read, something you saw on TV? How did you figure out that Roundup got you sick?
I seen on commercials.
Okay.
On
TV. And then around what... when did you see those commercials?
I seen them periodically, I seen them periodically on advertisements and so on and so forth.
It just asks for a date. So just give me any random date that you think.
I don't know the exact date that I seen it.
Right, just a random day. Would you say you saw it last year or a couple years ago? Or
yeah, yes, yes.
Okay, we'll just put 2023 as a placeholder date, if that's okay with you.
Yes.
Okay, and then this is your cell phone, is it? It's 862-339-3514?
Yes.
And what's the best email address for you?
BORN, the number 2, HAV000@gmail.com.
Okay, so BORN, the number 2, HAV000@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then I know you said you used it about 4 months out of the year. How many times per month, though?
Like 2 to 4 times a month.
Okay. So we'll say, okay. And then you already confirmed that you used it for at least 1 year before being diagnosed, right? And
no, I didn't use it for 20 years. I used it for 10 years.
No, I'm sorry. That you used it for at least 1 year before you got diagnosed.
Yes.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed in 2020. You used it for 10 years. So you started in about 2010, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. And then I imagine you would have stopped when you got sick in March.
Yes. So
let me put that
yes,
there.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah. And when you sprayed it, did you normally like get the concentrate, mix it yourself, or did you get the premix that came in the container with the handle?
I used both of them.
Okay. And how big was your yard?
All together, like less than a quarter of an acre.
A quarter of an acre. Okay, I'm just typing it up. Thank you. And then, did you normally wear protective gear when applying, or not really?
Yeah, I wore, you know, I mask and wore gloves, you know, periodically.
Okay, perfect. Let me type that up. And then this was in New Jersey that you were using it residentially. And then it was you directly spraying the product to reconfirm, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ready? So let me do that there. And then is your home on well or city water?
It was on city water.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or not really?
No.
Okay. And then when you got the Roundup, did you get it at like a bigger store like a Home Depot, or was it like a smaller mom and pop store?
Yeah.
Home Depot?
No, I normally would like be Home Depot.
Sure. Now, obviously, it's been around 4 years since you last used the product when you got sick initially, so you may not have any, and that's okay. I'm just required to ask, did you keep any receipts or any empty containers, or not really?
No.
Okay. And then have you ever been a smoker?
Oh, excuse me?
Have you ever been
no.
a smoker? No?
No.
Okay. And then are you currently
no.
employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
I'm on a fixed income, self-employed, basically.
Okay. Did you ever lose any time from work because of your treatments?
Well, I wasn't mobile like I once was. Well, I wasn't physically because I was, you know, especially when I was in the hospital. I was in the hospital for like 8 days.
Sure. And real quick, so were you ever in the military or no?
No, I never was in the military.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No, I haven't. No. Last time I've been in a lawsuit was like over 10 years
have
ago.
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' comp?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Yes.
And was it discharged?
Yes.
And do you remember what year it was discharged?
That was like 10 years ago.
Okay, so around 2014. And then what county was that in?
Yes. Texas.
Texas County. Let me Essex. Okay, perfect. And other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime or not really?
Yes.
Okay. And then just
years ago.
And just quick details on that. You don't need to be super specific, but it just asks for a quick explanation.
Oh, well, in regards to what crimes?
Yeah, that you were convicted of.
Well, I was convicted of fighting aggravated assault.
Okay. And then we're going to the next section here. What is the hospital or medical facility that you went to get diagnosed?
The Trinitas Regional Medical Center. In Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Okay, I found it here. Let me click that in. And what was your doctor's name?
Clarissa Henson.
Henson, you said? H-E-N-S-O-N?
Clarissa. Well, Clarissa.
Oh, Henson.
C-L-A-R-I. Yes, it was her last name.
Perfect. I see that here. Let me type it in. And then let me just copy and paste some stuff here super quick. And either yourself or the doctor of the facility will have medical records, correct?
Yes.
And then you would say that you've been impacted emotionally, physically, and financially?
Yes.
Okay, let me put that there. And then bear with me here. Just putting the other stuff in the other section super quick. And you said they did chemo on you. Do you remember the date you first started the treatment?
The chemo?
Uh-huh.
Or the surgery? The chemo was like 4 years ago, the chemo. Like March 2020.
I'll just put March 5th, 2020 as a placeholder date, if that's okay with you. And then
let
me go to the next.
March the 18th. It wasn't the 5th because that's my daughter's birthday. It was like March the 20th.
Okay, so 3/20, perfect. Let me put that there. And then your current mailing address is the one you gave me earlier on Renner?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, 342 Westminster.
342 Westminster in Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then we're just about done. Two more sections here. This one just asks for an emergency contact in case we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we can't get a hold of you. Do you want to put one or not really?
Not really.
Okay. Let me put NA. And then the last section here is for the HIPAA medical compliance section to allow the firm to get your records. What is your date of birth?
04/26/1965.
And then just the last four of your social.
9003.
9003?
Yes.
Okay. You'll be getting an automated text message from DocuSign right now for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just let me know what you read, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to tap next to get you to where you need to go. But it does show sent on my end.
Did you just send it?
Yep. Uh-huh. It just shows sent.
Okay, let me look at it.
Sure. Take your time.
Emmanuel?
Yep, that's me.
So tap in the blue?
Correct. Just tap the message open, and there should be a link.
Yes, I think the HTTPS, DocuSign.
Yep.
Tap that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tapping that now. And then it says, do you agree to receive future SNM messages from DocuSign at this number for terms and conditions, yes or no?
Yep. Nope. Yep, you'll say yes to that.
Uh-huh. Now it says DocuSign.
Yep.
It says, not that wants to use your device's location.
You don't have to approve that, so you can put no if you don't want to.
Okay. All right, and it says continue.
Yep,
right?
Continue. And then after that, it might have you scroll down to check off a little box that says you agree.
Yeah, I agree to do electronic records and signature.
Yep, and then you hit continue after
right.
that, after you tap that. And then it should let you hit a yellow start button.
Yes.
And after
next,
you,
right?
Yep.
I sign or do I push next?
So you, after you hit start, it'll take you to the first signature or hit next, and then anywhere that's highlighted in yellow with the downward facing yellow arrow, tap it. It'll bring up a box. You'll use
right.
your finger, not your
all right,
fingernail.
So I put start, and it says required to sign here.
Yep.
Don't and put next yet. Sign right here, right?
Correct. You'll sign that, adopt your signature, and then it should automatically take you to the next signature.
So sign my name right here, right now, where it says client signature.
Correct.
All right. Do I put sign? I put sign, right? Okay.
Yeah,
sign.
Adopt and sign, uh-huh.
And it says something about draw your signature, right?
Right.
Adopt and sign, or adopt and sign, push adopt and sign?
Correct.
Okay. All right, now it says please draw a signature and or initials. Okay, I'm going to put my signature now. I just did it.
Okay, and then you'll just
now,
keep tapping until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button.
So where do I tap at? Hit adopt and sign again?
Correct.
Okay. All right, then it's another page that says, hold up, make sure I signed that one.
Yeah, because
one
of,
another one where it says sign.
Yeah, one of them might
there's
ask
another
you
one
for,
that says,
yeah, if another box pops open, that might be for your initials, but otherwise just keep tapping anywhere that's highlighted in yellow.
Okay. I said sign. Hold up. I signed here. Hold up. Date of birth. It says initial. Okay. Initial. Just put my initial adopt and sign, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I gotta put my signature there. Adopt and sign again.
Correct.
It says signature here. Hold up. Signature there. I'm required sign here. So just basically fill them all in, basically.
Right, exactly.
So now I'm finished. It says finish.
Okay, tap the finish button. If it goes through, that means...
So don't put no date up. All right, so tap the finish button.
Right.
Excuse me for talking ahead of you.
Oh, no, that's okay. And as long as
we
didn't...
Now it says you're done signing.
Perfect, then you are all set for now. In about...
Do I push continue? Do I push continue?
You can exit out of that. If you hit continue, it might... It might try to get you to sign up for an account with DocuSign. You do not need to do that as part of this. So you're actually all set
okay.
for the evening. In about like 1 to 2 weeks, you should be getting a call from the firm directly. They'll call you to introduce themselves, double check the work, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. And then you'll be set in their system. So other than that, you're all set for now, okay?
Thank you very much.
Right.
You've been of great help.
Thank you. Good night. Bye.